Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 18, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with both astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com. We're here for our usual New Earth support team call on Monday night, 8 p.m. U.S. Eastern. And big, huge thanks to everyone who's here, whether you're live, whether you're on the recording, you're equally welcome to be part of this process. We show up and just do our best to serve the great collective awakening. And Paula's wondering, how's the beach? The beach is awesome. It was lovely and warm and sandy, and we had a wonderful time hanging out with Mauna Kea, which is what the Karo call the ocean. So refreshed, recharged, and ready to rock it with y'all tonight. So there's always at least one new person live or on the recording, so I'll do the usual overview. We're going to start after this intro with me calling the directions and then calling in a whole bunch of divine allies. They're all of love and light, high vibration and benevolent intent. We'll set up a sacred container to contain us and keep us all in good energetic space. Then I'll invite you into embodied awakening using my super quick and easy embodied awakening invocation. And then we will relax and we'll act as surrogates for the collective. We'll chill out, be passive, and we'll receive whatever healings and or awakenings serve both you and the collective. And the divine's aware of each of our abilities and everything. So each of us will receive the appropriate kind of experience to serve not only us individually, but the collective overall. So we, in our service, we are served. And it makes sense because we are among those on earth receiving the blessing, even though we're the channels for it as well. Awesome. I love those both and situations. So let's dive in. Everyone's muted, so you don't have to worry about being overheard. When we're done at the end, I will allow people to unmute and share their ideas, but you'll remain muted through the process. I always make the same two requests as we begin a process with Awakening Plus. The first is, please do only this. Please do not multitask. You'll have a better experience that way because your energy affects everybody else. Obviously, the energy you're sending out into the field will be better if you're doing only this. If you cannot give this your full attention right now, please exit the call, whether you're live or on the recording. And if you're a member, you can always come back onto the recording when you can spare an hour or so to do this and focus on it exclusively. I ask that you act as if you're right here in the room with me and behave as if that was true. I don't mean to be a hard ass about it. It's just after doing this kind of stuff for years, we've discovered that the overall field and our service is really, really assisted by those who are fully present with what we're doing. I'm not asking that you do everything perfectly, but just do only this. The other request is if you must leave the event early before we close the sacred container, just ask the allies to ease you out of the field. They will happily do that. Again, that's whether you're live or on the recording, same effect, and they can ease you out without disrupting the field. Years ago, I asked people not even to start the call if they didn't think they'd be able to finish it, but I've since learned we can be a little more loose on that. Okay, so let's do some service. I invite you to close your eyes. And as I'm calling the allies and setting the container, I invite you to just relax, be fully passive. And if you feel energy moving in and around your body, just your awareness of that is the focus. If you don't have that awareness, just feel the breath coming and going on its own. No breath control, just chill. Let things move on their own and just have awareness of that on the feeling level. So here we go. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wiracocha Inti Quiti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening for myself that serves highest good. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness for myself that serves highest good. Also for myself, maximum fourth density service to other consciousness or higher that serves highest good. Now for everybody, we call in Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please merge into a blended field for our upliftment and protection. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Atlantic Ocean, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Yeah, that's a good strong field. Just feel that for a moment. Feel it in and around your body if you can. Okay, now I'm going to lead you through the embodied awakening process. This is where you simply call your higher self to join you in your physical body. I like to use the metaphor of your body as a car. Your ego slides to the passenger seat and your divine drives. At any point, your ego wants the driver's wheel back, just slide right back over, take the wheel. Your divine will step right out with no fuss, and your ego's back in control if it wants to be. So there's no danger, no risk, instantly reversible. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure so much out mentally, you can just know what to do more through intuition, and there's more bliss. So if that all sounds good, I invite you to join me now in calling your higher self to you. In a moment, I'll give you 8 words to speak to your higher self. Do them out loud if you can, silently if you must. Starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and become passive. I invite you to relax, and if you have awareness of energy moving in your body, simply let your awareness of that energy be what you focus on. Let it do whatever it wants. If you don't feel that, then let your awareness be of the breath entering and leaving your body. On its own, no breath control. As you're doing this, I'll give you a few suggestions to have the most effective and beneficial experience. I recommend, while the energy is coming in, that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive. Just feel the energy moving on its own, or feel the breath. If you become distracted during this invocation process, don't fight the distraction or try to change it. That would only make it stronger. What you resist persists. So let it do its thing without resistance. However, do treat any distraction as an uninvited guest. Consider it not to be you. And you can then ignore this uninvited guest who's behaving so rudely. And you just relax back into feeling energy or breath. If the distraction continues in the background, fine, let it do its thing. You do your thing by resting in awareness of energy or breath. And if you get distracted again, just come on back and do this as often as necessary. Feeling pretty good, guys. The final nuance, and I need to drink water again. Just a second. The final nuance is to learn how little effort is needed even to feel energy or breath. So for a moment, I invite you to drop to no effort at all. Simply exist in an effortless state for a moment, starting now. Whatever happens is fine. If at zero effort, you still have awareness of energy or breath, then stay at zero. With this technique, the less effort expended to get the result, the better. Excess effort slows things down. So if at zero effort, you have some awareness of moving energy or breath, just stay at zero. If at zero you've lost it, the awareness, then start adding very tiny bits of effort back in until you get barely enough effort to feel energy or breath again. But play with that, maybe a little more, a little less, until you realize, I'm very comfortable that this is the absolute least effort I can use and feel energy or breath. And then just relax into that very small amount of effort. I am able to perceive the overall energy of both those on the live call and those on the recording afterward. And my perception is there's a lot of people already in embodied awakening. Here's how you'll know if you're there, if all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So if all that's true, you're there. Relax and enjoy it. If you're not yet there, then relax. Use the absolute least effort needed to feel energy or breath. And let the divine bring the awakening to your personality. If at any point you're trying to make it happen through your own human effort, you will only push it away. The ego cannot awaken itself, but it can call the awakening in and receive it as a gift from your higher self. So if you've asked the higher self to give it to you, and then you're trying to make it happen through your own ego effort, it will not happen. Relax, receive the gift passively. I know there's other techniques that involve ego effort. This is not one of them. So if you're doing this technique with me, then try the absolute passive follow-up. I promise you it will work better in this context. When you're doing other people's techniques, use their instructions. With this one, you'll get the best outcome using the passive approach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot more of us are settling into embodied awakening. Well done. We'll leave a moment longer for anyone else to get there who's not there yet. And again, everything I say addresses you, whether you're live or on the recording. Also, you don't have to be in full embodied awakening to move forward with the rest of the call. Just the more awake you are, the more enjoyable it is, and the more effective your service becomes. That's why I always do the embodied awakening thing up front to set us up to be the best possible servants of the great global awakening. And even after 11 years, that embodied awakening invocation is still the best tool I have to get that done with maximum speed and efficiency. Okay, the energy is starting to get interesting, so the allies are here. I'm going to address them. Allies, we are so grateful to have the honor and privilege of being here right now to help out with the great global awakening. Whether we come to you on the live event or through the recording, allies, we ask to be of service in whatever way it serves highest good of all to serve that great global awakening. And we ask you to be sure that the highest good of each of us who is here in service is also served during this process. Now, the allies already know they're not going to do anything that's going to be too much. And they already know that you're only going to get highest good, but your human ego may or may not know that. So I mentioned that really for the benefit of you humans. Yeah, the energy is starting to move in interesting ways. So as we move forward, I'm going to be talking less, because each of us at various times is going to have unique and individuated experiences. So by talking a little less, I'll leave more space for that. The allies are present with you, whether you're live or on the recording. They're going to make use of you to help others awaken and heal. And they're going to do this by having you have the experience of your own healing and or awakening. You don't have to worry whether the energy is yours or from the collective. You'll get the appropriate mix based on your level of ability. In no case will you ever get more than you can do. In no case are you ever going to get overwhelmed. The allies will make sure you're within what you can do. It may be challenging at times, it will never be too much. I invite you in all cases to relax and allow the energy to be moved through you. Trust these amazing divine beings to do for you far more effectively than anything your ego can do for itself while we're in the process. Typically, this whole thing lasts less than an hour from the time I started talking. So I invite you to relax and allow. Once we're done and we've closed the sacred container, optionally, you can hang around for Q&A and feedback. So that is available to you if you wish it. So right now, I'm going to start talking a little less. I invite you now to relax, be open. And one very important thing, now you can be open to whatever experience arises. There may be sensations in the body, sensations in the light body. There may be visuals, inner sounds, all kinds of cool stuff can happen. The one suggestion I will make is if thoughts arise, I suggest not putting focus on those and relaxing back into whatever the inner experience is beyond thought. So here we go. And as a final note here, maybe, remember, I invite you to be as passive as possible. We humans, let the experience unfold organically and automatically in the inner world. I invite you not to direct or control the experience. I invite you not to send energy or deliberately visualize. I invite you to relax and let the allies make use of you in the way that serves highest good. As we move deeper into our process, if zero effort is sufficient for you to passively experience what's happening, I invite you to stay at zero. Otherwise, I invite you to use the absolute minimum effort needed to hold awareness of what's happening. It has been my consistent experience, once you're in the inner world, it's best to let the experience run itself. I'm sensing a certain amount of trepidation from at least one person about doing that. I'll remind you, we are in a very solid and safe container. Only beings of love and light are present here. You are safe, and it is safe to relax and allow the process to unfold on its own. If at any point your body shakes or vibrates, just allow that. You may feel heavy energy moving through you, possibly draining out your hands or feet. It may be intense, it will not be too much. And if you allow heavy energy to drain out, it will eventually be replaced by bliss and ecstasy. So just let the energy move as it will. If you need to make sound or move your body to release, that's all okay. Nothing that says you have to hold still. So for many of us, our physical body now feels more like energy than flesh. If at any point I'm describing something that does not match your own experience, please do not use effort to try to match what I'm saying. Just relax into whatever your experience is. So I'm having a lot of heavy energy coming through my body. Feels like they're processing quite a bit of energy from the collective through me. Others may be having a similar experience right now. My experience of it, there's no suffering or discomfort really. It's just energy moving through and the body shaking to pass it through. So know that even if the body's moving around like in that way, it doesn't have to be unpleasant. It's just energy moving. Sometimes people feel heat in the hands or the feet, which is one, or tingling, that lets you know the heavy energy is passing through. You may also feel it other places. I recommend you not worry about what it is. You don't have to know anything about it to have it processed through your body. Just let it move through. If there's anything you need to know, then the divine will share that information with you through thought or imagery spontaneously. Just otherwise, just let it move through anonymously. You'll get what you need on a need-to-know basis. I'm being guided to sing a ceremony song to help move this energy. And they're going to have me use a rattle. Just continue whatever you're doing. This sound should help move things more effectively.
Ayahuasca supai kayum puntai mantai mori. Ayahuasca supai kayam puntai mantai mari. Ayahuasca supai kayam puntai mantai mari. Ayahuasca supai kayam puntai mantai mari. Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitu, mariri, mariri. Chakrunita supai kayam puntai mantai mari. Chakrunita supakayam puntai mantai mari. Chakrunita supakayam puntai mantai mari. Chakrunita supakayam puntai mantai mari. Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Medicina supakayam puntai mantai mari. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Pachamama supakayam puntai mantai mari. 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 Mariri, mariri, mariri. Marilitsu, mariri, mariri. Mama kia supakayam puntai mantai mari. Mama Kia Super Kaya Pu Diamond Diamondy. Mama Kia Super Kaya Pu Diamond Diamondy. Mama Kia Super Kaya Pu Diamond Diamondy. Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Oh, we're a coach of Super Kaya Pu Diamond Diamondy. We're the coach of Super Kaya Pu Diamond Diamondy. We're the coach of Super Kaya Pu Diamond Diamondy. We're the coach of Super Kaya Pu Diamond Diamondy. Maridi, Maridi, Maridi. Marilitsu, Maridi, Maridi. Inti Inti Super Kaya Pu Diamond Diamondy. Inti inti super kayam pun diamond diamondy. Inti inti super kayam pun diamond diamondy. Inti inti super kayam pun diamond diamondy. Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Kuchi kuchi super kayam pun diamond diamondy. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Jesus Christus super kayam pun diamond diamondy. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Amazonas super kayam pun diamond diamondy. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Amazonas super kayam pun diamond diamondy. Appalachia super kayam pun diamond diamondy. Appalachia super kayam pun diamond diamondy. Appalachia super kayam pun diamond diamondy. Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Machu Picchu super kayam pun diamond diamondy. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Shining Rock super kayam pun diamond diamondy. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Maestros, maestros super kayam pun diamond diamondy. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Ancestral super kayam pun diamond diamondy. 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 Maridi, maridi, maridi. Marilitsu, maridi, maridi. Archangel super kayam pun diamond diamondy. Archangel super kayam pun diamond diamondy. Archangel Supakai Impuntai Mantai Mari. Archangel Supakai Impuntai Mantai Mari. Mariri, Mariri, Mariri. Marilisu, Mariri, Mariri. Madre Maria Supakai Impuntai Mantai Mari. 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 Mariri, Mariri, Mariri. Marilisu, Mariri, Mariri. Babaji Supakai Impuntai Mantai Mari. 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 Mariri, Mariri, Mariri. Marilitsu, Mariri, Mariri. Mariri, Mariri, Mariri. Marilitsu, Mariri, Mariri. Mariri, Mariri, Mariri. Marilitsu, Mariri, Mariri. Just relax back into passivity. You want me to close with a guitar song? I didn't know it was going to be so musical tonight. Let me go grab my guitar.
Pachamama vienes del cielo, agua de luz, agua de estrellas. Pachamama vienes de estrellas. Limpia, limpia, limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana, sana. Sana corazón, agua bendita, calma, calma, calma. mama corazón, agua de cielo, mama. En tus ojos de agua infinita, mis ángeles estrellitas, mama. Tus ojos de agua infinita se bañan las estrellitas, mamá. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Agua de luz, agua de estrellas, Pachamama vienes del cielo. Limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana, sana, sana corazón, agua bendita, calma, calma, calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. Limpia, limpia, limpia corazón, agua brillante, sana. Sana, sana corazón, agua bendita, calma, calma, calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. Calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá. Calma corazón, agua del cielo, mamá.
Okay, it feels like we're going to come back into our bodies now if you've been elsewhere. So the function of the music was not so much to be a performance as to add energy into the process that would be helpful. So relax and feel yourself becoming more aware of your physical body. And let's leave some time for the divine beings to integrate some of this higher energy that we've been working with into your body, give it an upgrade, so you can come out of this process a little more awakened, functioning at a higher baseline than before. Just relax and let all this happen on its own. So just relax. I'm feeling some of you resisting the incoming divine energy. I'll remind you again that the allies will only give you the energy that serves your highest good and that you are ready for. If in the past you've gotten too much, that doesn't happen in our Awakening Plus processes. We have safeguards in place that do not permit overwhelm. And I'll remind you again, all beings here are of high vibration and benevolent intent, working only for your highest good. So the invitation is to trust and allow the energies to come in and clear out what doesn't serve you and upgrade you to a new higher level of consciousness that does serve you. And that also empowers you to serve more effectively. For most of us, we will not hit that final awakening in this lifetime. So it's a pretty safe assumption. There's always an even more awesome level awaiting you that you can't even imagine yet. So I invite you to allow that level to come now if it's time for that. Since there's not any way to imagine it, Just allow it to show up spontaneously, and you'll know it once it's there, even though you won't really be able to describe it. You'll experience it beyond language. That's better. Whoever was resisting is relaxing better now and allowing the energy to move. And because we do this as a group, anyone who is fighting the process kind of slows it down for everyone else too. So just do your best to open, relax, allow. Know that everyone here is helping you. And if you're having any issues or challenge, know that the energy of everyone else, all the humans involved, live and on the recording, all the divine beings are all here to help you move through whatever resistance you're feeling. Your job is just to allow that resistance to fall away the best you can, if you choose. It's feeling pretty sweet now. So it's feeling pretty stable in the physical body. Just note how your body feels. Notice how different it feels now than when we started. You feel that extra tingling, that new divine energy that's infused into your physical form. Know that this can be your new normal. If you're not already aware of the, if you're an Awakening Plus member, you have all kinds of resources available in the membership to help you integrate and increase this. If you're not an Awakening Plus member, then you can go to astroshaman.com. And the last word in the menu bar is invocations. If you click or tap that word, it'll open you to a free 6-part invocation masterclass where you'll learn how to do the invocations for awakening and healing and how to integrate them into a daily practice. Very quick, easy, and potent. So that's all available to you at no cost if you're interested in checking that out. Okay, that feels pretty solid. So I'm going to close the container, and then we'll have some feedback if you wish. And after the container's closed, if you need to go, you can certainly go. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuiti. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. We are so grateful to serve and are very grateful that we are ourselves served in the process. Thank you for making it a big win for everybody. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask you to remain with all those who've been part of this experience for as long as it serves that person's highest good. For myself, I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Thank you again, allies. So great. Okay, so that closes the container. So now, if you have something else you need to do now, you can sign off. Otherwise, you're welcome to hang around and give or receive feedback, or just give the notice the feedback others are giving. I'm now going to allow unmuting. So anyone can now just unmute themselves and speak, or you can type in the chat window. I see there's been some chat activity. I'll try to catch up with that. Okay, so until someone speaks, I'm going to catch up with what's been typed in the chat. This is from Jeannie. She says, Benjamin, the rattle was helpful as the rhythm helped with pain and moving the uncomfortable energy. Guitar was amazing, and I always get comfort from your beautiful voice. Thank you, Jeannie. Lisa Lee says, that was a gorgeous piece of music you played on the guitar and beautiful singing. Have you made a recording of that available anywhere? No, I'm just learning these songs lately myself. These are songs that are sung in ayahuasca ceremonies, and I'm starting to learn the repertoire so I can be a more active participant in those ceremonies. So I'll have bunches more songs that I'll be learning as we go, and as guided, I will start including those in our Awakening Plus events. Again, it's not about performance, it's about music supporting the energetic process. Laurie says, great visual, Ben. When you were tuning the guitar and all we could see was your head and hand, tuning the peg, shirt and torso were lost to digital unfocus. Cool, I'll have to play that back and watch. Yeah, I'm using a Zoom digital backdrop, and I guess the AI might have got confused about what was me and what was not. Visual entertainment for you guys. If y'all would like to hear other people doing that guitar song, there are some recordings on Spotify and YouTube and such, and SoundCloud. The song is called Agua de Estrellas, AGUADEESTRELLAS. That means water of the little stars. And that's a really, there's some really nice arrangements of that online that are available freely. In fact, the site I learned it from is medicinesongs.net. And if you go to medicinesongs.net and just go to the song Agua de Estrellas, you'll see the lyrics and the chords, and they'll even link you to at least two videos of people performing that. So that's a good way to get it all in one place. It's a free site. Lisa Lee says, that music supported what was happening. It's very opening and transformational, not performance. Good. That was the intention. I was not expecting to do any singing tonight, but when the allies asked me to do something, I try to cooperate. It's a good example of full circle. I was a professional singer-songwriter starting in 2001 and continued through about 2005, and then I stopped performing, and within a few years had sold off all my guitars and never expected to play guitar again. And then just a few months ago, I was encouraged to pick it up again, to do it in ceremonial context, and I've really enjoyed bringing it back. Finally got my left hand calluses up where they don't hurt anymore when I play. And the songs really feel good. I hope you all could feel the energetic shifts that the songs brought about. So also very interesting. I mean, for all the roughly 16 years I've done plant spirit work, my body has shaken. I mean, vibrate, shake, at least part of the time I'm in ceremony. And I'm discovering that when I'm singing, I don't shake and the energy still moves. So I may have finally, after all these years, found a key to having energy move more smoothly without it having to actually physically vibrate my body. But I'll just have to keep playing with that and see if that's a consistent thing or just an occasional thing. But it's a fascinating discovery that I'm playing with right now. Jeannie typed, this was so beautiful. I was already in a super cool place and the music took me to an even more awesome place. This was a best of for me. Thank you, Jeannie. Surprise. So again, anyone who's on the live call is welcome to speak live. Just unmute yourself. Just click that little microphone with the red slash to give yourself voice, or if you're on a phone, star 6 will do the same thing. Yeah, I've begun incorporating music into my morning mesa sittings. So after I call in the allies and I raise grandfather, I drink tobacco tea through my nose. Then once that's all done, then I do whatever music I'm called to do for a while. And it's lovely to integrate that into my spiritual practice. So Vivian, hi.
Hi. Good morning, good evening. The music was absolutely lovely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Just at the end, something to share is that I felt my whole aura was supported with apple green, like the green of a Granny Smith apple, but a bit paler, a little bit more translucent.
Nice.
So I just thought I'd share that. It was really lovely. Thank you.
Yes, the experience was agreeing with you.
Yeah, I guess it was. feeling rosy.
I'm glad it had some appeal.
Really, probably getting to the core of things. Mm-hmm. I think we should stop this. Hey? Thank you.
Yeah, it's getting pretty feedy. We can go on quite appley without the puns. So we have some other feedback here. Let me see if I can catch up with it here. Joanne says, love the energy of the guitar and song. Diana typed, thank you so much. It was a great experience with the music. What a treat. Laurie says, Ben, do you ever connect with Hebraic allies? Not really. It's weird. I mean, my mother's Jewish and so is my dad, but I was raised in a completely non-religious household and had no religious training in that way at all, and was basically raised agnostic, bordering on atheist, until I had a spontaneous experience at 17 to let me know there actually was more to it than the physical world. But I've never felt resonance with the Jewish religion myself. So I'm not closed to any path. I've just never felt a particular resonance of allies with that path. Unless you, of course, if you think about it, the angels and archangels are in the Old Testament. So I guess you could say, I'm calling, you know, angelic beings who are very much in the Old Testament. So I guess you could call them Hebraic if you wanted to. I just never thought of them like that. So I guess, in a way, yeah. Without meaning to. Any other questions or comments from anyone? Oh, I would like a technical check. Was the music of good fidelity? Was it clear versus was there any distortion, or was the rattle and the guitar and the voice all clear and good sounding? I'd love some. So, yes, yes. Okay, good. So it all sounded good. Great. Thank you. I see that Deanna is here. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Benjamin. Tonight was very different for me. Mm-hmm. I started personally agitated before we got going, but instantly went into relaxation and peace. And then I drifted off, mm-hmm. and I thought we were done.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at the clock and it was approximately 7:30 where I'm at. So we were maybe 25, 30 minutes in. Then I started with some leg jerking, just lots of leg movement. But then my brain went to total and complete boredom and like agitation. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm over this. I'm ready to get up. Let's go do something. Uh-huh. And I thought, no, sit with it. And then the rattle helped to bring the energy back and just gave me something to focus on. And the guitar it was beautiful, but it wasn't as clear. Like it would check out once in a while for me.
Okay.
And then when you got done with that, I was in just an incredible state of peace. So I don't know what this brain thing was in the middle of it, but is so unusual for me.
I'm getting an intuitive hit on that. It wasn't even your impatience or agitation. It was something you were letting pass through from the collective, is what I'm getting.
Oh, that very well could be.
Yeah, I've had occasional experiences with energies coming through me that were so not me. I mean, really potent emotions that I had literally never experienced in my life. But when you're open and of service, then things can pass through you on behalf of others, and it could be your agitation and impatience was clearing that for someone else or other groups of people, who knows? So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I definitely came back to what I felt like was me at the end of it. But that middle part, I had to make myself sit still. And that was difficult.
Yeah, I've had similar experiences in ceremonial context for sure. You know, where it was just an effort to keep it going, and that's just part of it sometimes.
I do have another question. The rattle that you use, I have a rattle that I was called to get, and so I have it, but it's very, very loud. And there is another one that I believe will be my next one, and it's a much softer tone. Do you find a difference between rattles, or you
Oh yeah.
just have what you're called for? I mean, I'm not sure why I was called to get something that was so harsh.
Yeah, let me show you my two rattles. Hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a couple of these small rattles right here.
Okay.
And I got this big honker rattle. And the big one is really loud, and the small one is much more quiet. So this is
Yes.
my standard rattle that I use for most things. And the big one I use, like when I do the shamanic awakening ceremonies and I sing the Out You Go song. I mean, I use this guy as the main rattle, and he just moves energy really powerfully. The big guy also has the ability to do something the little guy really can't. He can do kind of a maintaining. I'll just give you a quick sample. He can, like,
Oh.
and if that goes for a while, it can really get a fascinating spiraling energy going, and you can really move energy up and out. And then if you kind of stop it with there, then you can really move it. So each rattle has its function, and I'm sure these rattles will do things I haven't even imagined yet. But this little guy is just a nice little basic rattle who has a lovely sound, and the big guy is for more potent stuff, for more special effects like the spiraling energy. So far, that's
Oh, good to know.
They'll teach me other things about themselves in time, I'm sure. But yeah, there's lots of different rattles with lots of different tones and volumes, and it's good to have, you know, a nice basic rattle that's not too loud and not too obnoxious, you know.
Yeah, the one that I was called to get was made by one of our indigenous tribes from my area. And I think part of why I have it is because of the different things that are incorporated in it. So this particular one has some wolf fur on it.
Nice.
And the next one, I knew that it was going to end up being mine and it wasn't ready for me. And now I understand that it was waiting for some bear hair on it. And so I figured I'll check back in a month or two and see if it's complete. And if it's not, we'll wait till next year and check it again.
Okay.
But yeah, and that one has a much milder tone than this first one that I needed. So
Well, once it gets that fur on it, it'll be barely ready.
you're rather punny tonight.
I am. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, same with bells. I've got a couple little tiny little bells that are really rather quiet, and I've got this really large bell like the Tibetan monks use, and that sucker just blasts the energy. It's really loud. So it's good to have, you know, varieties of a particular kind of basic instrument for different purposes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That
Right.
makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, as I've collected a small collection of instruments over the years that are good for various things. But sometimes all you need is a voice.
That may be what I need to work on. We'll start with rattles.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you. Laurie noted that the music did break up sometimes, and I apologize. That's just Zoom. There's not much I can do about Zoom having little dropouts if music's going. So you just have to kind of live with it. She then types, "I had no emotional intensity, but in the moments before you, Ben, started moving your body more, I had large breath hunger, though I'm just sitting in a chair." Yeah. All kinds of interesting things can happen, and some of them you may never even understand, but I've just learned to go with it. And over the years, my curiosity has gone way down, and I just kind of go with whatever spirit's doing and trust that it knows what it's doing and have to be of service in whatever way I can. Any other questions, comments, anything at all from anyone? Ooh, here comes some nice energy. Thanks, allies. Wow. I don't know about y'all. I'm getting some serious brain buzz right now. Wow. Thank you, allies. Okay, last call for any questions or comments. All right, we'll wrap it up then. Oh, Vivian, did you want to say something?
That last was orchid energy, and then the birds suddenly began to sing.
Ah, nice. So cool. Thank the birds for me. Sweet, thanks. And Jeannie typed brain buzz here. Yeah. So I often do this, but thanks to each and every one of you. We all have lots of things we could be doing. The fact that you all showed up here for this, I'm so grateful, whether you're live or on the recording. So grateful to each and every one of you that we're all able to work together to help the Great Awakening move along here on Earth. So really grateful. All right, that'll be it for tonight. Big thanks to everybody. And we do this every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, so show up if you can. If you're not a member of Awakening Plus, we do have a $1 for 30-day trial. You can get complete access to everything in the membership. There's a ton of great stuff. Check it out. That's awakeningplus.com. If you want to work with me, astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, internal family systems therapy, life coaching, and other stuff. And it's all available to check out at your leisure. And so also on Wednesday night, if you're a member, I just finished the mix for our new shamanic breathwork. It's a great mix. So if you're not a member, it's worth joining just for that, to get this really awesome breathwork event just for a buck. That's a real bargain. So that'll be Wednesday night, October 20, 2021, if you're hearing this in time. And there's several other breathworks already in the archive that are also really awesome. So that's just one of the cool things we do here in Awakening Plus. Okay, so many thanks to everyone, and good night.